dark heart, a heart that prefers darkness. What is in your heart? By Barry Bennett. Why do some hear the gospel and respond so positively, while others ignore the message of grace and others get angry and aggressive against it? But they hearken not nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Jeremiah 7:24. The heart is the determining factor. The hearts of some reject the things of God and want nothing to do with God. Jesus declared that some prefer the darkness to the light because their deeds are evil. For everyone who practices evil hates the light. John 3:19-20. The writer of Proverbs declared, "Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil." Proverbs 12:20. Why are men's hearts like this? A deceived heart will block the revelation of God's love and grace. Let's read Paul's revelation on the subject. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Romans 1:20-21. All men are without excuse. The darkening of their hearts is a direct result of not glorifying God, not being thankful, and becoming futile in their thinking. As Jesus said, some hate the light. I will not pretend to understand the hearts of some who reject the knowledge of God. However, there are many in the world who are seeking God. They may not know of Jesus or have a correct knowledge of God. They may be superstitious or locked in religion. But there is something within them that acknowledges God. In their own limited way, they glorify him as God. When those who have a humble heart towards a God they don't know hear the gospel, what happens? And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Acts 16:14. Lydia's heart was open to God. She didn't know him, but she worshiped in her own way. When a seeking heart hears the gospel, the Lord opens that heart to receive the truth. Let's pray for the hearts of those which seem hard toward God. I used to be one of those people. No one is beyond the reach of his love. The answer is found in the heart.